Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're talking about the lake here, but somebody texted this in. I found it interesting. And it says, the Saints need to try and make a move to sign Eli Manning since the Giants benched him. Why do you refuse to give Teddy Bridgewater a chance? How can you pretend to know that you know what he can do in a regular season game when it's not just trying to get to the playoffs playing against Carolina or he's thrown in when Drew Brees gets hurt? Why can't we give the man a chance and let's just see what happens? Now, moving on to other subjects, Christy Trail joins us, Executive Director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation. Talk about the lake and about a cleanup effort that is coming up. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Nice to talk to you, and thank you for taking the time. Let's talk about the health of the lake. I mean, we had the spillway open twice. We had an algae bloom. Now, what would the state of the lake be?
Well, I actually have the benefit of having my office on Lake Pontchartrain. I'm looking at it right now, and it's great. You know, the water out in Lake Pontchartrain now is returning back to its normal brackish state. A lot of that spillway water has now moved on since the spillway closed back in July, and it's, again, back to normal.
So it is completely, all of the spillway water has been flushed out?
It usually takes about 3 months for the entire volume of the spillway to get flushed out, so we're about 2 months past when they closed it, so we'll see more of a gradual change over the next month.
And I certainly...
One of the biggest...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
One of the biggest indicators is the salinity, that spillway water is fresh. And so we want to see it return back to its normal brackish state, and we're starting to see that now.
You are answering the question as I was asking it. And besides, Christy, I'm here every day. You're the guest. You talk whenever you want. How's that sound?
Thank you. Okay.
What about species and crabbing and so forth and fishing in the lake? How long does it take for the seafood to return?
Well, I will tell you, for most of the marine life that normally lives in Lake Pontchartrain, they tend to leave the lake when the spillways open, mainly because the water is cold. River water is the result of a lot of snow melt from up north. So the temperature is a lot cooler than the normal conditions in the lake. So we do see some of the marine life will exit for a period of time, but then they come back. They're resilient. Some of them have a high tolerance for change in salinity, so it really doesn't affect them. So we're starting to see crabs and fish. If you read some of the fishing reports I've seen, it looks like the speckled trout and redfish are back in the lake.
I think it's interesting, as the executive director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, you referred to it as marine life. Is that what you called it?
Yes.
And I called it seafood, which I guess... says a lot. What about we all know how much better the lake is since the dredging stopped. And you see so much about, out in the ocean, and I know it's different, but about plastic and so forth, contamination. Has that ever been a problem with the lake? And I know you're going to have a cleanup coming up. We'll talk about that. But is how much of an issue is debris in a lake? And is that because of people just throwing stuff off of boats, or do you know?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure it does happen on occasion where debris will fly off a boat. I'm going to go with unintentionally. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people don't realize that stormwater drains directly into Lake Pontchartrain, and that stormwater is not filtered. It's not treated. And so what that means, when there's litter on our streets in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish and on the North Shore, all of that litter washes into our waterways and storm drains and directly into Lake Pontchartrain. So we do see a good bit of debris enter the lake on a daily basis, and the majority of that is the result of stormwater flowing into the lake.
You know, I told go ahead.
So it will accumulate where those, you know, waterways and canals empty into the lake along the edges of the lake there. And then that gets picked up by birds, by fish, by, you know, again, some of the marine life along the shoreline of the lake and out into the lake. And it can be harmful.
If it goes down the drain in your home, and I'm just trying to educate people here, it goes to a water treatment plant, wherever it is, correct? Or a cesspool if you have one.
That is correct.
Right.
So
yeah, I'm
the
just saying that
from the shower and all that will get treated.
And the only reason I said that is so people understand. And years ago, Christy, you know when they had the Save Our Lake bumper stickers? I swear to goodness, I saw somebody with a Save Our Lake bumper sticker changing his own oil and letting it go down the street drain.
Not realizing
that was going to the lake. And the only reason I bring it up is when you talk about, you know, putting stuff down storm drains, et cetera, presuming it can get through in Orleans Parish because we've had problems with that. That's going to eventually wind up in the lake, is it not?
Correct. So that's another part of our educational process is to let folks know that, you know, not only is debris going down the storm drains potentially harmful to the lake, but it can also clog up those storm drains as we've seen
right.
over recent weeks.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in about pelicans, that they're seeing pelicans on a lake again that they haven't seen since the spillway is open. Is that a sign of anything?
I see pelicans out my window pretty frequently. You know, again, you know, pelicans are going to follow the food chain. They're going to go where the fish are. So when the fish come back in the lake, the pelicans will be back scooping up those fish. And I'm actually looking out my window right now at a pelican standing on a piling. So they're there.
So the pelican looks at it as seafood, too, and not marine life.
I'm going to go with that,
yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about the cleanup effort that's going to take place.
So we do have a big cleanup occurring this Saturday. We do it in conjunction with a national organization known as the Ocean Conservancy. So our cleanup day is the same day that folks all around the globe are going to be picking up litter. And it's really impactful to go back and look at one particular day and see how much volunteers can pick up around the globe in one day. You know, the Gulf of Mexico gets more than 5 million pounds of plastic each year into the Gulf of Mexico. So we want to make sure that we're trying to minimize what's, you know, not only going into the Gulf of Mexico, but also out into our beautiful estuary. So we're asking for volunteers to come out and help us out, pick up litter all around their areas. It doesn't necessarily have to be along the shoreline of the lake. And, you know, help us keep that marine debris out of our ecosystem.
When you talk about microplastics and what the volunteers will be picking up, and I'm not trying to be silly here, I've always wondered, what does it consist of? Is it plastic bottles primarily? Is it the six-pack holders, which are terrible to put into the environment, because Lord knows animals can get stuck in those things and then starve to death, etc. Is there one particular microplastic that is the big offender here? Well, the human would be the offender because it doesn't put itself in a lake. But do you understand what I'm asking, Christy?
Of course. So microplastics aren't necessarily something that I would say we would generate kind of naturally, but this is what we see happen on a regular basis along the shoreline of the lake, and this is all around the entire perimeter, south shore, north shore. You know, that debris and litter will flow to the shoreline of the lake when there is a heavy rain, and then folks will come along and cut the grass, whether that's in their yard or if it's along the levee, the grass gets cut. And little pieces of plastic become even smaller and then wash into the lake. So one of our biggest offenders is straws, quite honestly. We'll see straws accumulate all around the lake, all around people's front yards. You know, if straw is there, somebody doesn't see it, they'll cut the grass. That straw gets shredded into little tiny pieces. It's almost impossible to pick all of those up, and it washes into the lake.
Somebody are texting in, what day, how do they get involved? Is it on both sides of the lake, et cetera?
It is. It's actually all around the entire Pontchartrain Basin. So it's north shore, south shore, you know, over on the west side, you name it, anywhere around the lake. It's going to be on Saturday, September 21st. We're asking volunteers to do their litter pickups in the morning, beginning at around 9 a.m. Work out there for 2 to 3 hours, however much they can tolerate in this heat. And then we're going to have a thank you picnic for volunteers at our new Canal Lighthouse starting at 11:30 on Saturday.
Is that bring your own food, your own picnic basket?
We are going to provide food and drink and snacks and a good time for everybody that shows up and participated in the cleanup. And we're also asking all volunteers to not only keep track for us how long they were out there, but tally for us exactly what they did pick up. Because just like the questions you were asking, we're also curious, what are people seeing? What is out there? What is our biggest problem? So we have checklists for folks to fill out of what they've picked up, or they can enter it into an app, which is free to download from the App Store and calculate all that information on their phone while they're picking it up.
Yeah, you don't want ne'er-do-wells showing up for the picnic and they didn't do anything. I'd ask them questions, too. And what is the biggest, seriously, before we let you go, what would the biggest threat to the lake be as we sit here and you sit there and look at it?
Well, you know, one of the biggest threats we do see is, as we've talked about, urban runoff. So, you know, in our highly built environment, not only on the South Shore, but also along the North Shore, you know, the variety of factors that affects the runoff into the lake, they're just harder to pinpoint, right? I mean, we've got over 2 million people that live around the lake, and trying to get in touch with each of those people and nail down what they're contributing to the storm drains, via litter, or whether it's their wastewater treatment system at their home, whether that's a septic tank or something else, you know, making sure all of those little components are kept intact, that we're all aware of where that water's going so that it doesn't negatively affect the lake.
I get a text here, Christy, that I think is interesting, and it's certainly a macro question as we talk about microplastic. It says, we survived without plastic for centuries. How do humans rid themselves of plastic? Because I think it's a valid question. If you look at what goes in the Gulf, you look at what's in the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, this is not going to get better unless we somehow change our behavior, right? Or maybe what's available?
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, if you go back to the old mantra of recycling, the first step is to reduce. So if we can find ways to reduce our use of single-use items, such as straws, such as plastic utensils, you know, there's ways around it now that are so easy. To get a reusable straw now is so easy. I actually keep one with me in my purse. I clean it every day, and I have cut down all straw use altogether.
Thank you, Christy. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ahead.
I can't tell when you stop. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. So I'm a big fan of smoothies, and so I'm often needing a straw. That's the only time I try to use it. So I love my reusable straw.
Because I am so lazy, I had taken the plastic plates and plastic spoons and forks and so forth until my kid called me out on it. And you know what? It's really not that hard to wash a dish or to wash a fork. So I'm glad they changed my mind on that, and maybe if you can cut down on plastic, it really is a problem. Here's the deal. If somebody wants to get involved, is there a website, Christy?
Yes, you can go to our website, saveourlake.org/beachsweep. It's quite simple. Go on there. All the information that I described today is on there, and you can register by clicking the button on there. If folks have any questions, they can call us at 836-2215.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I am really proud of you for taking the time to not use disposable plates and utensils.
That's well, thank you. And
thank
it really, you.
You
know, it really isn't that hard because I live alone and you got to wash one fork and one knife and one spoon, so it's kind of crazy not to do it. Christy, I hope you got all the information in, did we?
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Good.
You always make it fun.
We try to accomplish both. Thank you so much. Christy Trail, Executive Director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, taking a break, coming back in a couple of minutes here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.